We are aware of the body in the sitting posture, and we let the mind rest in the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. And with the continuity of this embodied presence of the mind, we will now proceed through four Brahmaviharas, combined with awakening factors, and the first step in the gradual entry into emptiness, boundless space. But before doing so, we take a moment to formulate our motivation. And having formulated our motivation, we check in on the condition of the mind. In particular, checking in for the presence of any of the five hindrances. And finding sooner or later no hindrances present in the mind, we rejoice, rejoicing in the wholesome condition of the mind that is temporarily free from the hindrances. And equipped with that joy, we arouse metta. Shift from doing metta to being metta. Opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless metta. Metta citta vimutti. Mindful of it, investigating, checking if any anger, ill will, not a trace. Mind is so equipoised in the absence of anger and ill will. Energy, just enough to ensure continuity. Tranquility, tranquility of metta. And the joy of metta, the joy of abiding in a condition that is free from anger and ill will. And the mind becomes naturally composed, collected, concentrated, samadhi. For some time we continue to abide in boundless metta, with the mind enriched by the presence of the awakening factors, keeping them in balance, until time has come to move to the next Brahmavihara. And we see how much we can maintain that spaciousness of the mind and that rich condition when awakening factors are present, even during the transition. The transition towards compassion, karuna. Whatever we like to use to arouse karuna, least amount of activity, least amount of effort, so that sooner rather than later, we can proceed to being compassion. Just resting in this nobility of the heart. And opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above and below. Boundless compassion. Karuna Cetto Vimutti. Liberation of the heart through compassion. Boundless, appamana. Immeasurable, unlimited. And we are mindful of it. Investigate. Investigating the texture of the mind in this condition, and in particular checking any trace of cruelty, harming. Oh no, not a trace. And mind is so balanced, equipoise. The equipoise of being far away from cruelty and harming. Energy. To maintain continuity, very balanced energy. Tranquility, the tranquility of compassion, of freedom from harming, cruelty. And joy, such joy. Such joy to have a mind where there is not a trace of cruelty, not a trace of harming. Such joy. Joy of harmlessness. And mind becomes naturally composed, collected, concentrated. The samadhi of karuna. Cetto Vimutti. Of boundlessness in compassion. And again we abide in this boundless compassion with the mind enriched by the awakening factors. Keeping them balanced. Mindfulness, the foundation. The others, two groups of three. energizes karmas according to what situation requires. Abiding in boundless compassion for as long as it seems suitable. Until time has come to move on. Next Brahmavihara. Again, let me see some degree of spaciousness. At least mindfulness, awakening factor, maybe others can come along and accompany me during this transition. This transition towards sympathetic joy, mudita. Using whatever tool we like to use with least amount of effort, least amount of activity, so that sooner rather than later, we proceed to just being mudita, abiding in mudita, resting in mudita. Becoming one with mudita. And opening up in the different directions. Front. Right. Back. Left, above, and below. Boundless sympathetic joy. Mudita citta vimutti. Liberation of the heart in sympathetic joy. No limits, no boundaries, not excluding anyone. Mindful of it. Mindful of boundless sympathetic joy. Investigation, investigating the texture of the mind, and in particular checking for discontent, envy, jealousy, not a trace to be found. And mind is so equipoised, so balanced in the absence of discontent, envy, jealousy. Energy. Balanced energy, just enough to maintain continuity. Tranquility. The tranquility of a mind free from discontent, free from jealousy, free from envy. And joy meets joy. And with that, mind naturally collected, composed, concentrated, samadhi, the samadhi of boundless sympathetic joy. Abiding in this condition of the mind, this liberation of the heart, in the company of these precious gems, the awakening factors, keeping them balanced, for as long as it seems suitable, until we feel time has come to move on to equanimity. The coolness of equanimity as the consummation of the Brahmaviharas. And again, let me see if we can maintain some degree of spaciousness, some awakening factors coming along during the transition. And with least amount of effort, least amount of activity arousing equanimity, so that sooner rather than later we can shift from doing to being equanimity. Abiding in equanimity, resting in equanimity, relaxing into equanimity, becoming one with equanimity. And opening up in the different directions. Front, right, back, left, above and below. Boundless equanimity. Upekkha citta vimutti, liberation of the mind through equanimity. Mindful of it. Investigation. Investigating texture of the mind. In particular, checking for any likes and dislikes, wanting and rejecting, desire and aversion. Not a trace of desire and aversion to be found. And equipoise meets equanimity. So balanced in the absence of likes and dislikes, wanting and rejecting, desire and aversion, favoring and opposing, so balanced. Energy, just enough to maintain continuity. Tranquility. The tranquility of freedom from favoring and opposing, desire and aversion, and joy, very subtle joy. The joy of freedom from unbalance, freedom from the unbalances of desire and aversion, favoring and opposing, liking, disliking. mind becomes naturally composed, collected, concentrated. Abiding in boundless equanimity, with the mind enriched by the awakening factors, keeping them balanced. Mindfulness as the foundation. Whenever mind becomes slightly sluggish, investigation, energy, joy. When mind becomes slightly agitated, tranquility, concentration, equipoise. Abiding in this way in boundless equanimity for as long as it seems suitable, the time comes we feel it is now time to move on to the first step in the gradual entry into emptiness. And this first step, boundless space, is basically just a different way of looking at the very experience we are having right now. Boundless equanimity is already, in a way, an experience of boundless space. There's the slight difference in terms of, with boundless equanimity, we foreground the experience of equanimity. Now we foreground the boundless space. And equanimity stands more at the background. Boundless space. Space is naturally there. Nothing that we have to do, make, construct, strive for. And space has no end. In the front, reaching out, space after space after space. All material things also occupy space. They are part of space. No limit. To the right, limitless space. To the back, space, 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 no end, no ending point. To the left, continuously as far as we reach out, there's space. Above, the sky. Just space. And below, however solid it may appear, it also occupies space. It is also pervaded by space. Boundless space. And the body, at the center of this experience, also space. All material things are made up for the most part of space. 99.99999% just space. A few quarks buzzing here and there. Of course, this is just a perception. Still, we cannot walk through walls. It's just a tool. Just a tool for us to step out of our obsession with material things. Just a tool to step out of our tendency to solidify. To latch on to dualistic contrasts as if they were ultimately real. Beautiful, ugly. I want this, I don't want that. Just space. Just space. All this wanting to possess, to own. Individually, as countries, going to war over a piece of earth. Just space. With the perception of boundless space, stepping back from obsession with materiality. Obsession with possession. Obsession with our own bodies, the bodies of others, their particular shape and form. A taste of sameness. Sameness in the understanding that whatever there is, it is part of space. And with this experience of space, we have left behind the wariness of material things. And this experience is empty of solidity, of matter. The only weariness left, the non-emptiness left, is precisely this perception of boundless space. Just a tool. No need to reify, make it into a thing, hold on to it. Just a tool. Yet such a powerful tool. Only space. Front, right, back, left, above, below. And at the center. Just space. Mindful of it, mindful of boundless space. Spacious mindfulness. Investigation. Let me see. Checking in on the quality, texture of the mind. Any trace of solidity, solidification? Anywhere? Oh no. All solidity, all solidification, having left it behind. And as space is not established anywhere, mind is naturally equipoised, How could space become unbalanced? Wanting to continue to abide in this unestablished experience, energy, balanced energy, feeding onto tranquility. The tranquility of boundless space, absence of materiality, absence of solidification. And joy, subtle joy, nevertheless it is joy. The joy of leaving behind all the weariness of materiality. And mind becomes naturally composed, collected, concentrated in the experience of boundless space, equipped with the understanding of its significance, empty of materiality, empty of any concern with solidity, abiding in this non-emptiness of boundless space. And when we find that soon or later time has come to move on from sitting to walking, aware of space, walking in space, seeing space between us and others, things, silence as the space between sounds, spacious mind, looking up into the sky, endlessness of space. Even at times with distractions, negativities, if they arise, dissolving them into space. Such can be the power of even this first step in the entry to emptiness. Keep practicing like this.